The meeting of the king with that saint who had appeared in his dream. The king embraced his guest and wouldn't part. He welcomed him like love inside his heart, kissing his hand and forehead fervently. He asked about his home and family, then led him to his dais with his thought, the greatest treasure patience here has brought. The light of God, defense against all harm, showed patience is the key to joy and calm. The answer to our needs is meeting you. All faults you fix before we ask you to. Translating what we keep inside our souls. Stretching your hand to lift those trapped in holes. O chosen one, with whom God's pleased, don't leave. For then you'd make us suffocate and grieve. Since you're our master, he who shows disdain will be destroyed if he does not refrain. They serve the feast. The king then took his hand and led him to the harem as was planned. The king leads that doctor to the patient so he can see how she is, recounting all the sick girl had been through. He sat him down so he could witness too. Her pulse and pale complexion, first he checked, discovering the cause through its effect. The drugs that they'd prescribed were like a curse, snapping her strength and making her feel worse. That failed to see the ailment deep within. God save us from what they are dabbling in. He saw her pain, her secret was revealed. But from the king, he kept it all concealed. Her pain was not from the bile, the doctor learned. The scent of wood is from its smoke, discerned. Her grief revealed that it was from her heart. Physically fine, her heart was torn apart. Being a lover means your heart must ache. No sickness hurts as much as when hearts break. The lover's ailment totally unique. Love is that astrolabe of all we seek. Whether you feel divine or earthly love, ultimately, we're distant for above. To capture love, whether words I say, to capture love, whatever words I say, make me ashamed when love arrives my way. While explanation sometimes makes things clear, true love through silence only one can hear. The pen would smoothly write the things it knew, but when it came to love, it split in two. A donkey stuck in mud is logic's fate. Love's nature only love can demonstrate. Sunshine reveals its nature in each ray. So if it's proof you want, just look this way. Shadows can indicate what's shining bright, but it's the sun which fills your soul with light. Shadows like late night chat makes people doze. The moon was split when that divine sun rose. Eternal sun, there's nothing quite so strange. The soul's sun has no past, it doesn't change. There's only one sun there before your eyes, but similar suns you still can visualize. The soul's sun, though, is form. The soul's sun, though, is from a loftier sphere. You'll not find any similar suns down here. How can his essence ever be perceived? For things comparable to be conceived. When news about my Shamsuddin first came, the heaven's highest sun withdrew through shame. I'm now compelled to uttering Shams's name, to tell you of his gifts and spread his fame. Osamuddin has flung me by my skirt, so I can breathe in scent from Joseph's shirt. He asked me, lifelong friend, please share with me from your rich stock a single ecstasy. To raise a smile from both the land and sky, to make each person's soul expand and fly. Don't give me duties now, I've passed away. My senses dull, I've no clue how to pray. From anything a drunk might sing is wrong, whether he's meek or boastful in his song. Since all my veins now pulse with drunkenness, how can I represent his loftiness? Describing separation's torture, then, is best postponed until we speak again. He said, I'm hungry and must now be fed. Time is a cutting sword, the prophet said. The Sufi is the present moment's sun. Talk of tomorrow, Sufis learn to shun. Are you not then a Sufi, as I thought? Delaying payment turns your wealth to naught. The loved one's secret best kept veiled, I said. Listen to it in ecstasy instead. The lover's secret that's been kept concealed is best through tales of other loves revealed. Tell it unveiled and naked candidly. You tricky man, don't try distracting me. Be frank and lift the veil, you ditherer. I wear no nightshirt when in bed with her. I said, if the beloved strips for you, you'll be a face, your waist and body too. Please don't request what you can't tolerate. A blade of straw can't hold a mountain's weight. And if the sun, which gives us light, should near, our fangs would burn and leave no trace here. Don't try to make more strife for everyone. Ask nothing more about Tabriz's son. The tale is incomplete. Begin anew. Narrate the rest, as only you can do.